All right, we're doing some songwriting today, and we're just jamming, and we were playing just a C and an F chord, two bars each. Can we demonstrate that for a minute? We're just jamming. Yeah, just kick him off. The cat climbed on his lap. Like, just jam on a C and F chord. One, two, or what was the tempo? Two, three, four. Like, one, two, three, here we go. Jam on that all day long, but it's not that much. It's kind of sort of a bit. This is not meant to sound negative. It's pretty and nice, but it's a bit sort of like disposable. Like it's nothing concrete that you really want to try and remember. It's just a bunch of chords and a bunch of guys noodling, right?
Yeah.
So we decided to make another section. And how do you know the chords of a different section? Well, we know we're in key of C. Just because, and you know, the chord of resolution is C, and the other chords in the key of C are like, you know, D minor, E minor, F, G, A minor, like that. And we decided to come up with a different section, all right? And my friend over here came up with the different section of, you know, let's play the B section, like two, three, four, G, two, A minor, C, and then repeat that. And then A minor, G, and D minor. And that takes you back to the C section. It was my suggestion to change the last two bars of the B section that we just did to something different. We originally had the G, A minor, and C going four times, but it didn't create that much momentum to get back. Now that we have this B section, there are several cool things at work. We have one, two sections that are in the same key, but they contrast with each other in terms of feel very well. So it gives you more sort of structure, and it's more compelling to play over than just, you know, just a random C and a random F chord, right? Does that make sense? The second cool thing about it is that the harmonic motion is different. In the A section, you got two bars per chord, or each chord is two bars long, and in the B section, each chord is either one bar or half a bar long. So there's quite a contrast in the harmonic motion. It's called harmonic rhythm. It just means how many beats per chord, right? Uh-huh. And so there, it's a nice contrast. And then also the lengths of the sections are different. The A section is 16 bars long because you play that four times, and the B section is only 8 bars long. And so now we're going to jam on that, but I'm going to take it one step further and actually write a melody on it, right on the spot, you know, and you can do this too. And all I'm going to do is take the notes of a C major scale. I'm going to take any position that I feel comfortable with. You can write songs even using only one position of a C major scale, you know, and you don't need to read music necessarily. You can learn, but you don't have to. You know, many great songwriters did not read music. The Beatles never read music. You know, Eric Clapton doesn't read music, whatever, right? So right now I'm going to demonstrate. I'm going to make up a melody, you're going to play the chords, and then we're going to switch. I'm going to make you write a song right on the spot. You know, it doesn't have to be a great one, but it just has to be something, all right? So you're going to play the chords, and I'm going to write the melody.
Okay.
Count me off.
One, two, three, four.
Four?
I think that was two.
That was two? Alright, my bad, so continue.
That's three. switching.
Didn't have to switch right away, but that was not bad. I made my melody a little complicated. I got lost, but it was okay. I mean, what I'm striving for is simplicity, to something to be sung, really. I mean, we didn't really define. I mean, obviously, this could be any type of music. This could be an instrumental song, but it sounds more like a folk song that would be sung, you know. And so you want the motifs to be da da da. Right, whatever, and I can remember that and hold on to it. My little brain can hold, you know. And then when you said it was only two times through, I was like, okay, well, that must be the end of the section. So I really repeated. It's not really, in my little rendition, wasn't really one A section for 16 bars. It was one A section for 8 bars that got repeated. Because I tried to repeat the same melody again.
Okay.
So, but however you slice it, you know, it's up to you.
Okay.
And now it's your turn. You're just going to use the notes of a C major scale. Now let me hear the C major scale before you begin.
Oops.
Yeah, make sure you got your finger, because this is a common thing students do. Which is, they kind of know the scale, but they kind of don't. Like, make sure you pick one you absolutely know. Like, when you get up here, you get, let me pause the thing. All right, so you ready?
Please,
sir. 1, 2... And it's a good thing we recorded that, because you could use this, you know. Feel free to use your, by the way, this is a tip I always give out, just always record yourself, you know, when you're Sakoto style, like kind of like semi-noodling, semi-jamming, semi-composing, because inevitably you're going to be like, wait, what was that, you know.
Yeah.
So this is my method, rather than write everything down, I do sometimes, and I find that using that method produces different results, which are also good. But in the meantime, it's much easier to just record yourself. So this is good stuff. Anyone can write music, you know. And now you got a tune we can jam on. And you got a tune. This could be a tune that you killed two birds with one stone with. You have a new song. You can either put lyrics to it and sing it, or not, and just have it be instrumental. And we have a tune that we can jam on. Mm-hmm. When you go meet with other people or whatever, go do an open mic, whatever you want to do, you can hand this to someone and say, you know, this is my song, can we rehearse it once or twice, and we're going to go play it together on the bandstand. They'll be like, sure, bring it on, you know.
Nice.
And it's not that hard, and you could do this once a week, and then after a year have 50 songs. Think about it like this, you got 50 songs, you know, isn't it the law of averages that, you know, 5 or 10 of them are going to be amazing, you know? Most of them might not be that great. They'll be okay. But just by your doing it every week.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You know, and all you really need is knowledge of the harmonized scale and knowledge of a major scale. And by the way, in the B section, you don't have to change. I don't know if you were changing scales to match. And you got some cool effects out of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying what you did was wrong. By all means, it sounded great. But you were sort of looking for a different place to go. You don't have to. You could still play in the C major scale there, because all the chords are still in C. I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have to switch to like a G major or anything.
Okay.
But well done so far.
I would like to do stuff like that. Like,